Establishment media blame Trump for anti-Semitic attack, he makes this possible. By Justin Caruso on October 28, 2018. Many prominent figures in the establishment media invoked President Trump and his rhetoric in their response to the horrific shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh that killed 11. GQ writer Julia Yaffe straight up blamed Trump, saying he makes this possible. And a word to my fellow American Jews, this president makes this possible. Here. Where you live. I hope the embassy move over there, where you don't live was worth it, Yaffe said. You know what? I take it back. When the President of the United States calls himself a nationalist, it's not a dog whistle. It's a vuvuzela, she also tweeted. New York Times writer Paul Krugman tweeted. CNN pundits were equally vehement in their response. Brian Stelter invoked the rhetoric of Trump and conservative media, saying that the shooter was motivated by the migrant caravan, which was being hyped up on talk radio. You hear about an alleged invasion that obviously is not really happening, he said. Stelter also said, it's about our poison information environment. We're people who are prone to radicalization. People who are vulnerable and are reading all of this nonsense and hate speech online. They become radicalized by what they read, by what they hear, and then they do crazy things. CNN's Anna Navarro also sounded off. CNN commentator Simone Sanders called Trump truly a morally inept monster. Anyone on CNN accusing Trump of encouraging anti-Semitism would do well to look at their own network. CNN commentator Mark Lamont Hill was recently exposed for being friendly with Louis Farrakhan, a notorious anti-Semite who praised Adolf Hitler and recently said that he is not an anti-Semite, but is anti-Termite. CNN did absolutely nothing about Hill. To top it all off, Slate published an article explaining, "The shooter may despise him, but the president's dehumanizing language has made political violence, and hate crimes like this, more likely." The suspect in the synagogue shooting was not a fan of Trump at all. In fact, he was a hate-filled critic, because Trump had Jewish people in his administration. Media pundits calling Trump anti-Semitic and suggesting that he could be to blame for the attack isn't surprising, but it is still a complete and utter lie. Many members of President Trump's family, including his own daughter, are Jewish, and the president is a strong supporter of the Jewish state of Israel. The suspected shooter was anti-Trump specifically because of his many relationships with Jewish people. And yet the media is still blaming Trump. We are living in absolute insanity.